This, in a very general way, is what happened during the centuries which followed the Crusades. It was a slow process, this gradual shifting of power from the castle to the city. There was some fighting. A few tailors and jewelers were killed, and a few castles went up in smoke. But such occurrences were not common. Almost imperceptibly the towns grew richer, and the feudal lords grew poorer. To maintain themselves they were forever forced to exchange charters of civic liberty in return for ready cash. The cities grew. They offered an asylum to runaway serfs who gained their liberty after they had lived a number of years behind the city walls. They came to be the home of the more energetic elements of the surrounding country districts. They were proud of their new importance and expressed their power in the churches and public buildings which they erected around the old marketplace, where centuries before the barter of eggs and sheep and honey and salt had taken place. They wanted their children to have a better chance in life than they had enjoyed themselves. They hired monks to come to their city and be schoolteachers. When they heard of a man who could paint pictures upon boards of wood, they offered him a pension if he would come and cover the walls of their chapels and their town hall with scenes from the Holy Scriptures. Meanwhile, his lordship, in the dreary and draughty halls of his castle, saw all this upstart splendour and regretted the day when first he had signed away a single one of his sovereign rights and prerogatives. But he was helpless. The townspeople, with their well-filled strong-boxes, snapped their fingers at him. They were free men, fully prepared to hold what they had gained by the sweat of their brow, and after a struggle which had lasted for more than 10 generations.